Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm good.
Making some pork chops tonight, huh?
Yeah, just letting them thaw out.
Did you have them frozen before or did you buy them frozen?
I bought them frozen and I kept them frozen.
Oh, one of those, eh? I'm making some pork tomorrow. Some pulled pork.
What kind?
Whatever's in the fridge right now.
You jagging me?
No.
What kind? Like, you gonna make some barbecue pulled pork?
Yeah, slow cooker.
Slow cooker, you're obsessed with that bad boy.
I'm putting some miles on it. What's that clicking noise?
I don't know.
Huh. All right. Well, so do you have any cool news or anything happened to you lately, man?
I've been researching a bunch of, you know, true crime stuff about house invasions and murders and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Let me know what are some of them.
Well,
and why are you looking this up?
Just, you know, hobbies. Need hobbies.
Yeah, you do.
It's winter, so my depression's pretty thick. I was looking up the Keddie murders. It was a murder that took place in, like, the late 80s. Well, a series of murders that took place in the late 80s. But it's totally unsolved. And it's because I was watching the movie The Strangers, and this is one of the cases that it's loosely based off of.
What was this? What's The Strangers on? Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a fucking incredible horror film. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I've seen Strangers.
It's incredible. Watch it again.
Yeah.
What a fucking dreary film. Real creepy. Unsolved.
Yeah.
There's no motive. That's
Wasn't
what I
there
love.
Strangers too?
Oh, there's three of them.
What the fuck?
It's like called like the fucking like a like welcome to the house.
When, three, like when, the when a stranger calls?
Yeah, strangers. Yeah, call. Yeah, it sucks. It's just, it, just leave it the fuck alone. It's like Pan's Labyrinth 2. No. It's fine.
They make Pan's Labyrinth 2 as well?
No.
Oh, okay.
I fucking hope not. I've never heard of it.
Either of us.
Swear to God. Keddie, California is where these murders took place. It was in Cabin 28 of the Keddie Resort during 1981, April 1981. And it was a whole family full of people and their third daughter, like a mother, father, son, daughter, and their other son, I think it was, came home and found them, pretty much.
That popping is annoying the balls off of me right now.
I don't know what it is.
I don't think it's you. I mean, it might be my headphones or something, which would blow.
But no, I hear it.
You hear the head?
Yeah, I hear the pops when I'm pop talking.
Huh, I don't know.
If they don't hear it, phew.
Yeah, that's,
we're going to sound like real dickheads.
Yeah, that's very true. But they probably will, and this will just be ruined. Oh, well, go ahead.
Oh, just really gruesome. It was remarked for how brutal it was. The two of the knives that were used were stabbed into the bodies so hard they were bent over.
Whoa.
So after they got done stabbing, the last stab, like, bent over the knife in the body. And, like, Jesus. All their tied limbs, like, were tied to the point where it looked as if they found, like, boot marks on them and shit. Like, they had pulled the ties so hard where they didn't need to.
Yeah.
But they just did for extra violence. And it's just like this horrifying, totally unsolved, totally like they did 4,000 man hours looking for like who would have done it. It was a group of at least two people. And there's like a string of these, like these invasion murders that just kind of randomly occur. And there's super, super no leads to any reason or rhyme or connection to it, and it's just like fucked up. It reminds me of I think it's an episode of Black Mirror where like these kids play this game where they randomly just do violence in public and the cops can't detect how it's going to happen or how it's going to happen next, because it's like you rolled a baseball bat and you rolled going to the mall and you rolled, you know, hitting five people in the face in the parking lot.
Oh.
And then the next one is like you rolled a knife and you rolled a house on this street and you rolled stabbing seven times.
So it's like that dice game that you get at Spencer's that's like nipple and suck.
Not as sexy.
Yeah, it's more killy.
Yeah, it's called fucking kill roll.
Is it really?
No, that'd be cool though.
You could probably think of a better name than that.
All right.
Like dice but spelled D-I-E-C-E.
Oh, wordplay.
Yeah. Doesn't make much sense
that's,
if you look at it.
That's the old hand you're going with, huh?
You're like, D-I-C? It's like, no, it's a murder game. No, it's dice.
Yeah, and the dice are bloody. You don't get it?
Yeah, or you just call it die, D-I-E.
Like multiple?
Yeah, exactly. You got it, dude.
Die, a bunch of octagon dice rolled up with blood on them.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good... Yeah, see, you got the marketing down.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I've been doing in my spare time. I've been thinking about projects that I'm not actually starting and trying to fix other projects that are fucked up. And
what's fucked
just
up?
Just dreaming about, you know...
the charger?
Yeah, like, that shit's not working right. Clay kind of got into the circuits and fucked it up because it was wet. Whatever, fuck off. It's all kinds of bullshit. And the woodwork I'm doing, I really can't... There's no dry place for me to do it. Because the garage does not have insulation and fucking like a basement. Warm. Well, I mean, if I start cutting boards in the basement that are big, it's going to fuck that basement up real good.
By freaking Paul, that's the corner of the wall. Paul.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Sorry. My dumb kid. He's scratching the walls for no reason like he sees a poltergeist.
Yeah, it went into the corner like Blair Witch and just started going to town.
I love that shit, though. When animals look up at stuff, you couldn't tell why they're looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know about
Joe's
that.
Joe's dog used to do that a lot. He'd just stare at the ceiling, and I go, Joe, that's the goddamn ghosts, and freak him out. And they'd be like, I got to go home.
Oh, that sounds awful.
See you later in your dark basement. Bye.
That you'll do that to me like before we go to bed.
I'm like, what's that creaky noise? See ya.
Yeah, you're like, well, I got to go to bed, dude. And I'm like, well, you sleep like you're dead anyway. So.
And we have the fucking light that comes on when the wind blows
outside. Yeah, we have a, what's that called, motion detector light?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that thing will just, I'll be like making something, it'll be like 1 o'clock in the morning, Tony's already been in bed for like 2-3 hours, and I just got off of work the one night, and that light came on, and I swear to God, I heard our fucking door open, and so I don't even want to look at it.
Ooh.
I'm looking at the cutlery, like, which one could I stab myself in the neck with so they can't kill
what?
Me? What?
You wouldn't fight?
Instead, I...
You wouldn't defend me?
No.
Sweet Prince sleeping upstairs?
I texted you, and I was like, something might be here. No idea what it is, but remember that? And then I think you woke up.
Oh, I came down with my gun. Yeah.
Yeah, your gun. I think we might have talked about it.
I'm so badass, dude.
You had a gun. I didn't. I don't even have a baseball bat, which I need to get.
We should invest in some swordplay, some blades or something for you.
I had a friend that had couch knives.
You should have a few couch knives.
Yeah, like where the couch goes up behind you, like where the cushion meets the back of the couch. I remember I was like, I put my hand back there to like rest, and I pulled out a fucking butcher knife. And I was like, what the fuck's this? He's like, oh, it's my couch knife. I was like, why? He's like, well, someone comes in and I'm sitting there, I have that couch knife.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you, Dwight Schrute?
Yeah.
Like finding size in the ceiling and shit. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah,
of the
he pulls the crossbow.
All right, you got any more serial killer news? You a freak?
Nope, not much. I'm just, you know, I'm eclectic. I'm not a freak. I also been thinking about Disney movies a lot this week, actually.
Why?
Just because someone was talking about them at work, and I was thinking about them and singing a couple of songs.
All right.
I have a lighthearted side.
Well, genre 5 for this week will be Disney movies, then.
Oh, man, I was going to think unsolved murder cases around here.
Okay, that too. You can do that one alone. I don't know of any.
I'll go to all the places that they
happen.
Was
it you that told me that someone died in my old apartment building?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, probably your apartment. Anyways, later.
Murdered, like, right in the hallway.
Yeah.
It was a security guard.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. One of the most fucked up murders that I heard about around here was Winter Parkway. Do you know where that's at?
Yeah.
All right, for those of you that aren't from the area, it's a 5-apartment building, and it has like a horseshoe driveway, so it's all like connected together but kind of like set back from the road. And the whole front of the area where the apartments aren't is pine trees.
Oh.
And someone had hung themselves, they thought, and they found them with, like, fucking 10 bullet wounds.
So they hung them up, then shot them a bunch?
That, or they shot them a bunch and then hung them.
They'll never know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, I mean, they probably did, because they probably did like an autopsy, and they were like, oh, yeah, these gunshot wounds were post-mortem or not. But, yeah, so...
Ugh.
And I don't think they ever found the dude.
Isn't that creepy? There was that murder that happened right up the road, like in those weird apartments by fucking Kmart. In those nice, they're kind of nice apartments on the left side if you're coming down the hill.
Whitehall?
No, Eastwood, on the left side heading towards the Duke.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like it was solved. They found, it was like someone that knew them. They found him like a week later, but it was like a whole big fucking uproar. Like, oh my God, there's a fucking murder in Talmadge.
Dang, I just had one too, and I can't remember what it was. Fuck. Oh, yeah, back when, I think I was 12 years old, it was a summer that I went to CVCA, so that following fall, I'd be going to CVCA, so yeah, I was 12, I was turning 13, and I remember reading in the paper, a pregnant woman in Ravenna went missing for a while, and, like, people were trying to find her and stuff like that, and this other lady had killed her, cut her baby out of her.
Oh, boy.
Was then, like, and the baby lived somehow, and, like, she had postpartum depression or some shit, because she lost the child.
Yeah.
And just told her husband, yeah, I had the kid, while you're at work, here it is, and she buried that lady in her fucking garage, which I skated by while that lady was buried in there.
Oh.
Like, every fucking day of that summer. Yeah. Like, she had been killed in July, and they didn't find her till, like, October.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
There's also some ones down on Independence by a fucking, by Independence Theater, down the hill from there on the left.
Yeah, Briding, I think.
Yeah. I think there was some sort of fucked up, like, fucking, like, two people were killed in a basement there, and it was like a ghetto house, like, fucking drug house.
Yeah.
And they were just like, we'll just kill people down here and
trap house.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild. What, you want to have a murder room in our basement?
No, I want more of, like, a project room, but, like, not that project.
Yeah, all right, a little Dexter. So, Heath Ledger wanted to play the Joker again after The Dark Knight. Who would have thought?
One didn't take it out of him.
Well, no, not even that. I was more so like, why is that a headline? I'm sure he did. That was a great role that he played. I don't think he was planning on dying in his sleep.
No, he had a, you know, wife and kid.
Yeah, wasn't it like sleeping pills and something else? He like mixed something?
He mixed just a bunch of fucking pharmaceuticals.
And
yeah.
I remember like around that time, one of the Olsons was like, I was telling him that shit's fucked up. It's like, no, everyone knows that.
Oh, everyone knows the fucking Quaaludes and fucking Speed are not good.
Yeah, they were Quaaludes.
They got the ludes, dude.
Speaking of which, this will drop on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, yeah, dude. So get out your fucking nacho helmets and listen to a podcast.
No, new reports suggest solo trailer at Super Bowl.
I hear that thing's fucking off the rails.
What do you mean?
I think there's more bullshit that came into that.
The movie?
Yeah.
Really? Why? Like, if we don't know what we're talking about the Han Solo movie. It's just called Solo, a Star Wars
movie. I heard
movie.
Something beyond just the director bailing.
Well, no, the director didn't bail. He got fired.
Same difference.
And then Ron Howard came in to finish, but then, like, they had done, like, almost all of the movie, I guess, like, shooting-wise, and they went back and, like, for, like, 6 weeks.
That's what scares me, is you're getting that fucking amalgamation bullshit, like, fucking Snyder and fucking,
Oh, Whedon.
Whedon.
Yeah, for, like, Justice League.
You can butcher a good fucking thing.
True.
Or try to add your flair to a good thing just because it's you. And you do have an ego. You're Ron Howard. It's not like you've never made a film.
Well, let's also bear in mind that Rogue One was like, went back for reshoots. And that added the Darth Vader scene.
Goddamn right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you're like, that's the best thing that anyone could have ever done.
Well, that was a great... Never mind. Yeah, maybe it's good.
Yeah, I also read there was another...
And I see Ewan McGregor is getting a beard. I wonder why.
He's probably going to be Obi-Wan, dude.
He probably is, because he doesn't grow a beard for no reason. He's always on his motorcycle, so he doesn't give a fuck about his beards, unless he's being paid to grow one.
Wait, oh. What does beards hurt your riding?
It's hard to get a helmet on and off.
Why do you have one?
Because I love my beard.
Yeah, but then you could get your helmet off easier.
I don't ride that much. I live in shit-ass Ohio.
Yep, shit-io. But yeah, I also read a headline that said that, like, Solo's getting a lot of bad heat, like, news-wise, and yeah. It shouldn't really be, like, that.
Yeah, calm your tits down.
Calm your tits, I believe is what you were looking
that
for.
That was the phrase I was searching for.
Yep, just you were grabbing it. Exclusive Tremors 6 first look photos, that's happening for sure.
Where'd you read that?
It's right here. On screenrant.com for all of your movie news. Yeah, so, and I believe that fucking your boy's in a dude, the Bacon.
I have so many boys, you have to be more specific. Oh, the Bacon.
The Bacon, bro. Bacon bits, that's well, what I call them. We're tight. That's what he calls his balls. Oh, that's what he could call his junk, is, you know how people say, like, your bits and pieces? He'd be like, yo, check out my bacon bits.
My bacon bits and pork belly.
Yeah, bacon bits, bitch. All right, anyways, go
ahead. I mean, cool, he waited four of them to come back.
Yeah, well, he wasn't in the second one.
I thought he was. Oh, no, Bert was.
Aftershock, yeah. Well, yeah, because Kevin Bacon, like, went famous.
He's like, I got Stir of Echoes to make.
Yeah, I gotta make Hollow Man. I'll be right back.
Let me see. Show my dick, my hollow dick.
He did show his wee in that
movie,
didn't
he? Yeah, his wee's in that.
I mean, it's technically in the whole movie because he's invisible. Did you know that's a play on The Invisible Man?
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, like, that's, like, just straight up, like, Hollow Man was just, they just renamed The Invisible Man and made it a horror flick.
Yeah.
Of him, like, peeking on girls and moving mirrors.
Creepy creep.
He was a creep. Have you heard of Cowboy Ninja Viking?
No.
Okay, it's a comic book, and Michelle McLaren, which is a director of Game of Thrones, is directing it, and Chris Pratt is starring in it.
It's a comic book?
Yeah, and from what I see of Cowboy Ninja Viking, he looks like a Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Yeah, you could just mix all three of those.
Yeah, like helmet, samurai, like the traditional like helmet with the horns and of the Viking, and then like a duster and samurai swords.
It's really funny because there's that game For Honor that came out like a year or two ago, and it's... I think it's Samurai, Viking, and
oh, God, I saw
Knight.
That. Yeah. I remember people were so like, oh, this is going to be the game to end all games. And I saw it, and I was like, this looks boring as hell.
You don't like a lot of games that look like it has some sort of complex battle in it,
it
though.
It doesn't, though. Like, it's like...
It is hard.
It was one-on-one or, like, two-on-two. Boom.
It's
bada-bing, bada-boom.
Fucking hard.
Yeah? Did you like it?
No.
It's trash, right?
It's hard.
It's trash?
I mean, I guess it's good if you like hard battle.
I guess it's good if you like trash, you mean?
Well, you don't even know. You never fucking played it. You only do it as seen a video.
I
time I watched something, I hate it.
I watched someone play it, and they're like, dude, this is amazing. I was like, that looks like a clunky fighter.
It's not clunky.
Yeah.
Very hard.
I think it might be clunky because it is hard.
Just because they don't move like fucking Devil May Cry and do double jumps through nothing?
Or like fucking DC Injustice.
That's, again, bullshit.
Mortal Kombat.
Bullshit.
Awesome.
Bullshit.
Ninjas versus fucking rain gods.
Those
Lord
don't
of Lightning.
Exist, really?
Yeah, but who knows if Vikings and knights really existed, right?
Yeah.
That could just be made
it's
up.
It's all just... Yeah, all I've ever done is seen them in fucking comic books and movies.
Viking, cowboy, ninja. Let me look up a picture of this and I'll show you.
Paul says, fuck this.
Oh, my bad. It's cowboy, Viking, ninja. Yeah, here's a good...
Dumb fuck.
Good, It looks like it's from Image. It's an independent comic, I believe, but check that out.
Oh, I've seen that.
You have?
Well, I've seen the backdrop, but I never knew what it said.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Now I do.
Now you do, dude, and now you know. So Chris Pratt, your boy, is going to be in it. Everyone's going to be your boy today.
Yeah, that's
great. Now.
Everyone you mentioned that's a dude is my boy.
David Harbour's friends told him not to play Hellboy. Wow, what a bunch of bad friends. He looks so cool as Hellboy.
Well, yeah, he put a bunch of makeup on him. He doesn't look like a dopey cop anymore.
You don't like him, huh?
No, I mean, just like anyone can look cool as Hellboy. I can look like a cool Hellboy.
You think?
Shut up.
Okay.
Just shut up. You'd be a good Ape Sapien or Abe Sapien, whatever his hell his name is.
Yeah, it's Ape Sapien. They could do that mainly in water. Ape Sapien.
He's
here.
Like a merman.
Yeah, merman. Merman. Pac-Rim Uprising invites you to enlist at Jaeger Academy. You want to do it, dude? You want to drift together?
Fuck off. I would never drift with you.
Oh, come on, man. That'd be fun.
I'd rather have my co-pilot ripped out while I'm still connected to him.
Wow. Hey, can you stop fucking with my fucking headphones, you fucking fat cat, dude? Jesus Christ. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, our cat was trying to rip my headphones out.
Our cat is the baddest.
Yeah, why is he being so weird right now?
No, I don't really feel like... I think the drift is the stupidest thing of that film's franchise.
I think you're the stupidest thing of this franchise.
What?
Franchise? Franchise. Nice. All right. That might be the name of this week's episode. Dude.
Franchise.
You might have freaking got it.
Like, we're starting a franchise. And it's going to suck. Okay. Second and third ones are going to suck.
Did you hear that they're making Cloverfield 3?
There's a Cloverfield 2?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
That has nothing to do with that.
It has the name Cloverfield.
It's not related to the original.
Yeah, it is.
How?
It has aliens at the end. Spoilers.
No, it doesn't.
Did you not see the movie?
Does it?
Yeah.
I thought it was just some sort of plague.
No. Like, it's, what's his
name? Jeff Goldblum?
Is that
John Goodman?
John Goodman, yeah. I was like, Jeff Goldblum. No, he was in Thor Ragnarok and Jay Park.
Yeah, because the girl wants to escape. Day.
And I Day. Independence Day.
Oh. Sorry, they called I'm not that acquainted.
Do you remember when they called that ID4?
Yeah, that was like on the box.
Yeah, it's so weird. ID4, it's like Independence Day 4? No.
Wait, why would I? Oh, it's the
July
4th. So fucking cool.
Today's the world's independence. I like how fucking America has to make everything ours. Even when we're getting attacked globally, they're like, now everyone has to celebrate it, bitches. They waited. They knew.
You guys are going to love it as much as we do.
But yeah, Cloverfield 3. And yeah, Cloverfield 10 Cloverfield Lane, at the end of it, like she gets out and there's aliens.
I don't remember.
They had ray guns. They're like, meh, meh, meh.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
It wasn't Mars Attacks.
I didn't even know it was aliens at the end.
Then would you think those little things were that were fucking running around a plague?
I didn't think there was anything running around. I don't remember it.
Oh, you should really rewatch that. That movie's fucking insane. And
it's okay. I saw it once.
Honestly, I would have not called it 10 Cloverfield Lane. I would have called it like 10 fucking Morningview Lane.
Cloverfield 2? Would have been real good for the original.
No. I think it was such a good standalone movie that it didn't need to be attached to the franchise. And since
you just contradicted yourself.
What do you mean?
You just said it's a great standalone movie. It didn't need to be connected to the franchise.
Yes.
And it wasn't because it's not named Cloverfield 2.
It is connected to the franchise.
Cloverfield Judgment Day.
It's called 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's supposed to take place in the Cloverfield universe.
That's where they live. That's an address.
I don't understand what you're not understanding about this. So many understandings.
They were in Cloverfield Park, New York, dude.
Well, you know why they called it Cloverfield, right?
No.
Because they dropped so many nukes that it like fucked up the grass in Central Park and it became all clovers.
Oh.
Is it a field of clovers, yeah. Like from the fallout. Isn't that dope?
Yeah, that's a real thing. That clovers grow after nukes?
No idea. That's just what I read, man.
Oh, man.
Fucking, I'm down. What am I? All
right, man. All right, man.
But yeah, dude, so you should rewatch Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane. That's what it's called, Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield.
I'll read an ending for dummies or something.
No, it's, yeah, because the whole movie, you're
I
like,
remember the tension of the film. I don't remember the ending, because she opens the door and then she escapes.
And aliens start fucking, like, bombarding her.
I think she's good.
No.
I think she's good to go.
I think she died like that chick in Cloverfield. Remember when her brain exploded?
Yeah.
That face hugger like scratched her or some
sick,
shit.
Sick wicked, yeah.
Dude, Cloverfield's dope. And 10 Cloverfield Lane's dope. Just didn't need to be connected to it. If they called it anything else and still had aliens at the end, a lot of people were mad about the aliens at the end. You don't remember them.
That's how boring they were.
Well, they didn't even look like the ones in the subway, which I thought was weird.
Which is stupid. Again, it doesn't make sense. It's not connected.
Wesley Snipes is still very much open to Blade 4, and I know you are too.
Wesley Snipes is a shitty actor, and no one wants to hire him.
I'm sorry. He was in jail for a while. Now your boy needs some money.
Okay, so he could make another fucking, what are they called?
Demolition Man.
Gallo Hangers or whatever?
The fuck's that?
It's a movie he just made called, like, Gallo Walkers.
Like the people that hang?
Yeah, like hanging from the gallows, but they're walking from the gallows because they're undead. He plays like a fucking, like, Western cowboy fucking gallo zombie killer.
Have you ever read American Vampire?
No.
You would absolutely love that comic. You should start buying those. I know you like it really into Saga and shit, but like American Vampire is so cool and you love vampires and they do so much of the lore. Half of the first volume, so the 1 through 6 issues, was outlined and written by Scott Snyder, I believe. He is the author of Batman for New 52 and
yeah.
Swamp Thing. And the other half of it was written by Stephen King.
American Vampire with a Y?
Maybe.
But does it look like that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you should definitely check out the first. I guarantee you once you read the first like volume, you'll love it.
Dang, dude, look at all that.
But it's cool because like the vampires for like, okay, so you know how vampires like change throughout like movies and stuff like that? Like they're like, oh, this one has this attribute and this one has this attribute.
Yeah.
Different genres and different, not genres, different, what's that called? Like the, oh shit, generations of vampire have different traits.
I like
that. So the older ones look like bats and shit like that. And sunlight really affects them. And then they slowly start to evolve and like sunlight doesn't affect them as much. So it takes place in the Old West. It takes place in like the 1920s as well. I'm telling you, dude, you're going to love that shit.
How many volumes do you think they have?
A ton. Snyder's been writing that forever. Buy them all, dude. I'll read them with you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Could you read it to me?
No. It's Could a we fucking make, comic.
What do we call that thing we want to do? The thing that's like a motion comic.
A motion comic.
I still really think that's a fucking dope idea.
Yeah.
And we're doing nothing with ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
We're doing this, dude.
What?
We got this going on. We got to put petting cats. Doing
that's
podcasts.
An hour a week.
Doing podcasts.
It's an hour a week and you nearly slept through it.
No, I woke up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8 p.m. I had to wake him up for this.
It's actually 8:50, I think.
Right now.
Yeah.
I had to wake him up for this. It's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I fucking went to work and fucking wanted to take a little nappy after my Taco Bell.
Because you ate the Taco Bells.
I had a lot of Taco Bell. My I got the God. Fucking XXL burrito.
Please tell me.
And I ate a fucking cheesy gordita crunch after that.
Good Lord.
Oh, my insides are fucking battling it out right now, bro.
Dude, you're going to have the fucking like spray hose later.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to be fucking shooting off the toilet. It's going to be like a little fucking
You better go in the tub.
Rocket pack. Yeah, that's what I planned on. Star Wars Battlefront 2 falls short of sales targets. Guess
Duh.
What's blamed?
DLC?
No.
What the microtransactions,
fuck?
I mean.
Stupid idiot.
Shut up.
Loot boxes.
Go to bed more.
Loot boxes blamed.
What?
Loot boxes blamed.
Something more. Sounds like you were on loot boxes when you said
Quay
that.
Loot boxes, yeah. I had a box of
What
loots.
About loot boxes?
That's the microtransactions.
Oh, buying that bullshit. Or
yeah.
telling
Speaking
people
of which,
they
do you still
to.
Have a Battlefront 2?
I mean, it's still in my room. It's more of like a fucking archived copy. It keeps all my dust handy. It's a dust holder. I just don't care. I don't know why. I'm bad at grinding. I'm bad at playing online shooters like to where you're like, I'm trying to get to level 30. It's going to take 25 hours of fucking the same level.
I think I might be better at Battlefront now since I've been playing PUBG because that's a third-person shooter. And I'm actually starting to understand how third-person shooters work. You ever think about how shooters, like the mechanics of a shooter tone?
Oh my God.
You're moving the center of the screen onto an enemy.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not moving like a cursor onto an enemy. You're moving the center of the screen. As I try to do that now, that's the way that I think about it. I'm starting to get better. Like my accuracy's going back up. So that's a little trick for y'all.
So you're just getting like fucking muscle memory for like where the center of screen got it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I notice like I'll watch people like Quickscope and shit like that, like in Call of Duty, and I'm like, I don't get it, but it's just they know exactly where that center of the screen is, and once you find that, boom.
You know what I found out? There are people that play certain competitive video games that actually tape their screens.
Oh, tape them.
Like
oh.
They put a piece of tape in the middle or a neon dot in the middle of the screen.
Huh.
So they can
Which
always...
Which is odd because there's always a dot.
Well, they want it to be more illuminated. Like, they put, like, a Trigicon sight dot.
What's
like, a fucking...
Trigicon?
It's radioactive material that always glows.
Oh.
So, it's like a micro dot that's better than just the dot on the black dot on the screen.
Dude, let me blow your mind real quick.
Oh
so, you know, like, nuclear waste, how we have that? The half-life
Heard of
nuclear waste is, like, 5,000 years
Never.
Or some such
Whoa.
Shit.
Whoa!
No, check it out. And So, we are trying to develop a sign and way for people to know not to open that shit. Because we could lose all of the things that we have now and nuclear waste could still be around and then like a new generation comes up and they don't know like our language or anything like that. So we have to figure out like universal ways for them to understand.
Yeah,
not to
language.
Open. Isn't that fucking insane?
Yeah. There's a...
It's like a rival. I was listening to the Dan Fogler for the Experience podcast, and that's actually the fucking intro. He's like, "It's Dan Fogler for the Experience podcast," and he has some song that has nothing to do with it playing under it. It's incredible.
Sweet Jesus!
If you like the guy from Balls of Fury, and if you like a lot of stoner and like fucking his like just really laughy podcast, that's I highly recommend it. Then
Jesus,
you know
Christ.
What I listened to today too? This podcast called Bunny Ears, dude. It's with fucking Matt Cohen and Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, that's really funny. It's called Bunny Ears because his fucking novel, Macaulay Culkin, it's a drawing of a fucking bunny like on the cover.
He's branding himself as Bunny Ears because he just randomly wore them. He like, it was funny because it's like that's how I found out about it. He was on their show and then they did a second half on their show. And he's like, so what's with the name? And Matt Cullen was like, well, he just started wearing bunny ears arbitrarily.
Yeah.
Just to kind of fuck
with
people.
He's been doing it for like 10 years,
yeah.
20 years.
And he was like, yeah, it cuts a sick silhouette, you know? I was like, God, you're amazing.
That's a sick silhouette.
Jesus. He saw Donnie Darko. He's like, that's it.
Oh, I'm Frank forever.
What I was going to say is I've done research, like the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Repository.
Yeah.
Is one that they're like building, but it could take us hundreds of years to build these, and we know that they're not guaranteed to hold any of this for any actual amount of time. Moreover, like a couple hundred or a thousand years before it actually starts just seeping into the core of the earth.
Maybe that's what we need.
And we still don't really, yeah, like you said, we're researching how to explain to like 20 generations from now how to not open this fucking thing.
Yeah, that's what's wild.
Just for funsies.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. Like, they're like, the scientists are literally trying to outthink language. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
And something universal. Yeah, it's so insane, so crazy.
You should probably just put a barrel of nuclear waste outside of it.
Yeah, just cover it.
So they put their finger in there and I go, oh.
Well, you know what they started doing? They're starting to develop cats that glow green when they're by nuclear waste. Swear to fucking God.
Jesus, it's like fucking Frodo's sword.
Yeah, with the fucking Dementors.
You have...
derailed.
I gotta go.
Yeah, freaking derailed.
No, I was gonna say, you've offended me to the core, sir.
I'm gonna go watch. You have offended me to my fucking phoenix hair tail core of my wand.
What? How dare you? You know I'm a wandsmith now.
Oh, you've made one wand.
And you've made zero.
Oh, yeah, I've made zero. I have.
What have you done? What have you built?
Nothing. I built a chair in woods class one time.
Yeah, where's that now? Bottom of the river?
Oh, trust me, I was thinking about it today. I was like, man, getting in and out of that gamer chair, like, you know, your boy's getting a little bit of pouch.
Yeah, you got that fucking fat cat, old cat fat pouch.
Yeah, it swings when I walk. He looked at me really shitty when he said that. He's like, fuck you,
just
man.
Just keep it to the fucking conch.
Yeah.
Keep it to your fucking podcast.
Yeah, do your fucking podcast, you pricks. Getting in and out of that game chair, like, I have to, like, kind of, like, roll off of it. It's very low to the ground.
You roll onto the knees, then.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm getting old. It hurts. So I was like, man, I really wish I had that beach chair that I made in Woods class, with the little canvas.
It's a little higher up, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, so.
I think I want to make Adirondack chairs this summer. I've been thinking about it.
Oh, my God, why?
Do you know what those are?
Yes, I do.
They're so comfy. There's the one we had at Amelia. It's the one I would always sit in. That's an Adirondack chair. It's like a beach chair, like that.
Oh, yeah. The wood ones, yeah.
Yeah,
you've been outside.
They have, like, the 10 used to slats on the back.
You used to sit in that green shitty chair.
No, that's outside. Yeah, outside. Yeah,
all right. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Those things are heavy as balls.
I know, but I think, like, it'd be really cool to make some really cool-looking ones.
Like what? You in a car? Oh, you and your fucking Carver
Shut
Kings?
Up. Oh, that's what you're doing. Why do you have to stifle everything I do?
I'm going to start calling you Tony Ryan.
From what? For what?
What was his name? Paul Ryan? That was one of the dudes from Carver Kings.
Oh, fuck off, dude. Jeez, oh, you think I'm Paul, huh?
Really had to fucking lace that.
Well,
no,
I'm
Pete.
Sorry, I didn't remember.
It's Pete Ryan.
Pete Ryan.
Yeah, just knock out one of your teeth and start carving dragons, asshole. Didn't you just get a fucking a lathe?
No, I got a rotary tool, a goddamn Dremel, not a fucking wood lathe.
Goddamn Dremel.
I didn't get a fucking 4-foot lathe, asshole. Hey, if anyone wants to give me a lathe, give me a call.
Yeah, that's 330-957.
I'm really enjoying watching
Carver Kings.
Our mutual friend Eric Brewer's Instagram.
Yeah.
That dude works with wood all the time.
Yeah, I told you that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just learned it.
The other kid that I grew up with, Michael Kimlowski, he owns that shop.
That's a local shop?
Yeah, that's it's in Copley or Copley Road, I think.
That's tight as fuck.
Yeah, I wish I could remember and shout it out.
He's using epoxy resin and shit, putting it in the grooves of, like, old wood. That's hot as shit.
Yeah, I think it's driftwood, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, dude.
And so, yeah, they're, like, expensive pieces, but they make some really cool stuff. I saw him make a vanity mirror and sink for somebody, and it's...
Is that what he does for a living, or is that a hobby?
He just started working there full-time.
Oh, son of a bitch, that's badass.
Yeah. So he sands and then stains and then installs.
That's so badass.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd bring it up because I was like, this is the most interesting fucking Instagram story I watch nowadays.
Yep. Yeah. He does a lot of cool. Oh, seesaws before and after for today. That he said he was working on was really cool. That's at Brewer or something. I don't know. Sorry.
Blah, blah, whatever.
Sorry, I couldn't call that out a little bit better.
Yeah, who cares?
All right. I think that we've done enough news for today.
Just saying I could keep going.
You want to?
Well, no.
All right.
But you don't need to stifle everything I do.
I'm not, dude.
You shit out of everything I just did. You're like, oh, you're going to put some fucking dowel cuts in it?
No, I just don't get the Adirondack chair.
then you don't get to sit on one.
Admiral Adirondack
you
over here.
You don't get to enjoy it. Right, if I then. Build one, oh, it's a no-Paul zone.
Fine, I'm buying all wicker furniture for the fucking
Snap right through it. I'll snap right through it.
Tony has a, he will not, he refuses. I remember I was like, oh, that's nice. He's like, yeah, it's wicker. And I was like, yeah, what's wrong with that? He's like, mm-mm. I was like, you're kidding.
It's like fucking shoelaces of wood. Who wants to lay on that? Put a foot on it, snap right through.
I wasn't going to fucking make a bed out of it. I'm just saying there's some nice wicker furniture, but yeah, this dude is like, fuck you, fuck wicker.
It couldn't look any scarier.
I should
that, have. Director chairs, and fucking sometimes,
chairs?
Sometimes old hammocks.
How do you judge?
An old hammock. Well, if it's got the green on the roping, you like it's just, been like a little mildewed.
You might just snap right through.
Oh, pop it off.
It is funny that you like do go through life and you're like, I don't think of that.
Is this going to contain me?
Yeah, I don't want to look
like. Or someone's like, get in the car, dude. It's only three in the back right now. I'm like, I'm
walking.
I'm going to hip someone and break, like hurt them. I'm going to hip my way in, and then I'm going to know I still have 20 inches to go. Just feel bad, and then probably fart out of nervousness. Right in their fucking elbow.
It's I don't go through that. Like, to me, like I look around, and I'm like, what am I not going to be able to reach? Like, that's like
yeah,
my
yeah, you're
thing.
More like, oh, shit, can I see this concert?
Yeah, no, that doesn't bother me. Actually, movies, yeah. Someone will say, like, I'm like, oh, if
oh,
some
tall as fuck.
Yeah, some tall bastard sits in front of me. I am fucked. And it sucks way more now because you have the assigned seating.
Yeah, you can't
Cinemark.
Tell.
You can't move.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fucking if I got fucking, you know, no Jigsaw sitting in front of me, I can't see shit.
Yeah.
That's a Aurora.
We all fight we have our own demons to fight.
Yeah, you fucking just stare at wicker chairs.
Oh, I just curse fucking weak furniture.
I want to take a picture of you like throwing wicker into a fire.
You know what else I hate are the fucking party chairs, the flimsy, like, party chairs that you stack on each other, the ones that
oh yeah
you can crack those bitches right off.
Do you remember at my apartment this is years ago, a girl you were sitting in one of those chairs and fucking
oh yeah, and then fucking Brittany jumped on me like a big dumb asshole
and that fucking leg just snapped. I was like, damn dude, that was like one of my favorite fucking folding chairs. It was cushioned.
Yeah, cushion didn't stop it.
No,
it from withstanding her fucking it must have been her big bulbous ass. I was chilling.
Yeah, I didn't look at that chair and got scared. I know that. All
I
right.
was fine there.
Do you want to do a genre five?
Well, not tonight.
Why not? Let's just do Disney movies.
I don't know them.
Why not? Just look them up on your phone.
You really want to fucking game plan up genre five this deep into it?
Right out of the fucking gates, dude. We're fucking trained professionals.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I trained you in the good ways.
Shut up.
Just look up.
I came in and list. Fucking, like, reinvented this dying carcass of a show.
Wow.
I was like, move over,
yeah.
everyone.
And I was like, hey, check it out. We're doing Test of Tony where I pick.
And I was like, hey, what's the name of this new segment I created? It's called Test of Tony. Oh, here's genre five.
I came up with the name Test of Tony.
I knew what I wanted to do.
You're like, I think I want to revisit old movies. And then, like,
no, thank you.
No, thank you. I remember genre five. You're like, all right, so check it out, right?
it's okay.
I have this, like, segment that we could possibly do, and it's like, it's a play on words. I've been throwing it around. I've been spitballing.
And you were like, please help me. I'd have nothing in the fucking tunnel. Please help me.
I've been spitballing, and I just think that, you know, genre, where, ugh. You know, we pick something out, like actors, whatever, man. Like,
I'll play you.
Movie genres. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then, but we call it genre five.
Hang on a sec. Okay, keep going.
So genre five,
uh-huh.
And you just, like, you know, talk about your five, top five, whatever.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I ate two Subway subs.
I did not at that time eat two Subway subs. I've never done that. Never happened.
And then we were both like, this is golden.
Yeah, genre five is great. We don't do it often because we're bad at thinking of them, which you really shit the bed on that one. I'll blame
oh, I'm
you
sorry.
For
I've only given about 180 of them.
You barely give any. I'm like, hey, what do you want to do it on this? You're like, yeah, I guess so.
I can't. Oh my God. Let's rewind to episode 28 and see what happens since then.
30 days a night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, I came up with from 28 to like 105. Then I gave up.
No, it was probably 28 to fucking like, it probably went backwards. It's probably like 21.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. But let's not fucking grab ass over who came up with what.
For fuck's sake, you're the one
trying not to break your own arm, patting yourself on the back, dude.
Oh, try not to break your arm. Beating me to death with a baseball bat of judgment.
I'm beating you to death with the arm you're trying to pat yourself on the back with.
Well, it's a fat arm. You could beat me to death with it really easily.
Yeah, it has got a lot of meat.
Dude, this could feed a family for like 5 days in Asia.
Are you talking about, what, your arm?
Yeah.
No.
Bullshit.
Are they making little sushi rolls?
No, they just don't use much meat in their meals. It's a lot of vegetables and rice.
Yeah, you look like you'd be a pretty brothy dude.
Dude, you could boil me up. You could throw a little garlic clove, a little parsley.
Have you looked up Disney animated movies yet?
Yeah, I got them all. All
right. Well, what's your first one?
My first one on the list is, oh, let me look at this whole list real quick. There's 9,000 of them. Son of a bitch. The Incredibles.
That was a Disney movie?
Hell yeah. It's funny as shit,
that,
too.
That wasn't DreamWorks, you're sure?
Bitch, it's Disney Pixar.
All right. My first one's Lion King. Sorry, Mike Calhoun. He hates The Lion King. Isn't that fucked up?
I do, too. I don't really care for it.
What? You're fucking
high. Lion who? All right, see you later. Gotta go.
Oh, he's leaving. Dang, slam. Oh, God. The mirror on the back of the door just broke. You don't like fucking Lion King?
I do a little. It's enjoyable, but it's kind of like, I've seen that shit enough.
Dude, Rafiki is the coolest name ever.
Okay.
You know what,
take it back. Atreyu.
You know what? Okay, Atreyu is dope. I will give you that.
It's pretty cool.
What about Ortex? I mean, we can go all day with fucking... Yeah, we can go all day with Neverending Story.
Falcor.
Yep, Falcor. What was the kid's name?
Sebastian.
Yeah, Sebastian, that little crab. All right, good.
Okay.
Next one.
My next one is Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
That's not animated, you fucking jumbo
you said
idiot.
Disney movies, you tiny jumbo idiot.
I said, thank you. I said list of animated. Animated Disney films, dude.
Oh, he's really putting
Do you
fucking...
think that we're paying this enough credit?
What?
Doing it like this, you know, all fucking off.
Not
the...
at all, but not a bit, baby. What's next on my list? Oh, actually, this one is one of my faves for sure. Big Hero 6.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 was
fucking
good.
Awesome.
Man, you're pulling all like new stuff, though.
Oh, cool.
What?
I'm just saying, like, all right, cool, good call. What are you pulling from?
The Lion King? You kidding me? Classic? Might as well be in the vault. Probably is.
I like the newer themes. They're more modern.
I will go... Well, fuck off.
I was going to say, don't you like fucking like Wall-E and fucking shit like that?
Was Wall-E Disney?
Inside Out? Yeah, those are all Disney.
Those are good. I put both those on my list, possibly. Hang on. Be back in a second. BRB.
I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose Wall-E, and that's probably on yours, too, because you like the people floating around in chairs drinking cupcakes out of milkshakes.
Why? Because they remind me of myself in a better light?
You're like, that's the future. You just start littering all the time.
The future I want is very much, hey, man, is very much like, I wish I could just do cool, active hobby shit every day.
Yeah.
Not, I just want to be a fucking, like, land sloth just dragging around.
See, I don't mind that kind of, like, if I
you,
could
just... I think, enjoy that more.
Yeah, because I did so much for so long,
Oh,
Tony.
So much.
I was very busy, and now I'm, like, okay with not doing anything creative, really.
The hero has landed.
I don't mind just
And now he's time to retire.
Making a little bit of scratch and playing video games all day.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing.
Forever.
It's relaxing. At least for a solid,
you
like, 3 years.
You want to make a motion comic.
At least for, like, a solid 3 years. Yeah, that's a lot of editing. If you want to edit that, go for
it. I will.
I'll voice act the shit out of that.
All right, good.
Oh, hey, Saga, I'm fucking Robot Man.
Never mind, you're fired.
Oh, dang.
Fucking fired.
I lost the job. What, more time for video games sitting around? All right. No, I'm kidding. I want to do this motion comic with you.
I hate everything.
Wally's on mine. Is Ratatouille on yours?
No.
Our little chef? Our little chef?
Are you done? Son of a bitch.
Chicken Little.
Are you guessing mine for me, or are you going to tell me your next one?
No, I already told you one. Go, it's your turn.
Oh, Monsters, Inc.
Ah, little Boo. Little baby Boo.
Yeah, she cute.
Yeah, who's Billy Crystal?
Sully and...
Is it Billy Crystal?
Yeah, Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
Yeah, fucking Jeff Goldblum. Who knew?
Jeff Goldblum again. Huh, weird.
Oh, God. Princess Mono. No, I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
Cars 2.
Alright,
I'm kidding.
Classic.
No, it's not Cars 2.
Return of Jafar.
Wait, what the? Not the original Aladdin?
Third one.
A thousand bad guys with swords.
A piece of galloping hordes.
Why don't you back out your swords? I already did that line, damn it.
You don't know what the fuck they say there.
You remember that. I listened back to it to make sure the levels were good, and I heard that part, and you were like visibly upset.
Yeah, I was audibly. How do you not know the first line of the fucking, like, it's the chorus.
All right, so mine's The Lion King, and then we have, what was my second one? WALL-E, and then Toy Story.
Yeah.
And then yours is fucking, what was yours?
What?
Return of Jafar was number three.
No, I'm not really picking that one. I've never seen it.
The Rescuers Down Under, did you like that one?
Never seen it.
Oh, really?
No, I did.
Yeah, Rescuers Down Under, that's a beautiful movie. You know what I loved as a kid, and it's going on my list? Fievel Goes West, but I'm not going to put that one on. I'm going to put American Tale. I think that's what it was called.
What?
With Fievel, the little mouse?
Never seen it.
What? Oh, my God.
No.
That Somewhere Out There song? You never heard that?
Somewhere.
Nope. Over the rainbow. Where are you going with that, bud?
No, wait. I do know the song, though. I say how it goes. Sing it.
I'll play it for you. You give me your next little one.
Somewhere. I know that fucking song. Because it goes somewhere out there.
Behind the blue.
Yeah.
It goes really high up. Which I can't do.
Next one on my list is probably Brave.
Ooh, yeah, you like redheads.
I do. I dig a redhead, and there's badass Vikings. Hey, man.
It's just an ad. Don't worry about it. You keep talking.
Oh, this just fuck me, right? Just fucking sing me off the stage. Why don't you with the bullshit?
This isn't distracting. Don't worry.
Oh, you
it's
motherfucker.
Honestly,
you.
Almost over.
I am having a fucking heart palpitation with how much hate I have for you. Here's the song, I guess.
Yeah,
there's some high notes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can hit that.
Is he gonna sing?
I sure hope so. Oh, it says with lyrics.
Oh, perfect.
It's Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram.
Old Jamie.
All right, you ready? Here, sing it with me.
No.
Somewhere out there beneath the pale moonlight.
It's pretty,
pale,
dude.
Pale is high.
All right.
Okay, that's enough. We've lost everyone.
Oh, man. Who doesn't like that? American Tale. That's going to be... I don't even know if that's a Disney
movie. I'm going to pick Cinderella 3, Twist in Time.
Stop.
I'm going to pick...
Stop. 101 Dalmatians. I'm going to do that one.
Whoa. Yeah. Picking a real piece of shit for your fourth.
You're kidding me.
What?
You're fucking joking my ass.
Oh, you just love fur coats.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's why I like that movie. Who wants to wear a dog, by the way? What the fuck's that about, right?
What's the one? Lilo Fantasia?
Oh, the
real
the brooms.
Fucking creepy one?
Yeah, the brooms. Holy shit, we're 46 minutes into this and we haven't even gotten to weekly recommendations and rejections. Let's speed this up.
Well, you're the one that literally asked for this.
Spirited Away.
You're really picking from the Studio Ghibli fucking stuff?
That's Disney.
Well, then I would have picked every fucking Miyazaki movie, you fucking idiot. Oh, my God. Just to erase my whole fucking list of Disney and put everything that fucking Hayao Miyazaki did.
You know what? I am calling this genre 5 to an end. I call foul play. All right.
Court is in recess.
Yeah, we'll reconvene. No, we'll do the Disney animated movies next week. We'll actually get into them and think about them and stuff like that. How about that?
Son of a bitch.
Wow, what a waste of time that was, eh? All right. Let's hop straight.
You've really butchered the ending on that one.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections.
I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah, you always are.
All no?
Right. Yeah, what?
Sometimes I'm cold.
When?
When I look at you.
When it's 4 out.
Three.
Finally, when you stop sweating. I watched Passengers. I didn't like it. I was under the impression that this was a way different movie than it was.
My name's Paul, and I'm betting my whole fucking rent check that you're fucking...
I didn't go for
you
it.
You almost did. You was like, the whole time, you were like, this is actually this way. I'm like, no, it's not. I bet it's not. You're like, bullshit.
Yeah.
I heard it somewhere. Bullshit.
Yeah, I was told that from a young age that Chris Pratt has been awake on that ship. And that he had woken up a playmate and accidentally killed them.
Yep.
And then he got the taste for blood.
And he wanted more.
And then so throughout his life, he would get obsessed with people, and then he would open their fucking little gate up and then like do everything for them. And they would find out a secret, then he would have to kill them again. So that's what I thought was going to happen. And that is not in a million years.
Just a big depressing pile of shit beyond that.
Yeah, I was kind of, I don't know, bleh.
Lackluster. I give it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree with that. Go ahead, what's yours?
My next one is Hot Rod. I watched that out of pure boredom, and I give it like a 6 out of 10.
Ultimate Punch. What?
That movie too many fucking highly cheesy, shitty jokes that outweigh the fun ones.
Oh, I love when he fucking jumps like the trash can. He fucking like throws the trash in the trash can, and Denise comes outside, and they're talking for a second. She's walking back in, and he's like, "You look pretty, Denise." And she's like, "What?" He's like, "I said you look shitty, Denise. Good night." That's one of my favorite.
Like, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorite lines. Like,
I don't know. It's so hard to even talk about him. Like, when he calls upon his fucking spirit animals and there's dolphins in the twinkle of his eye and, like,
that
all the animation of the fucking animals in the woods and shit with him talking to him. And, like, then he's, like, him and his little brother are like, see you later. Have a good fight.
Yeah,
and fucking
no,
they do mantras and, like, shit.
That's so fucking good.
You cracked up during that part, and I'm like, yeah, it's the second time I've heard them do that in this movie.
Yeah, I came downstairs like halfway through it. What does he say? He's like, may your chi guide you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
may your hammer be mighty. Yeah. Shit like that.
That's so, and they're grabbing each other's necks.
Back of each other's necks. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think that you just have bad taste in movies generally.
Cool.
And
yeah, I just think that you're kind of a simpleton with like a one taste mind, like a baby in a diaper looking for a fucking binky.
I think Hot Rod is genius.
That's real binky fodder.
That was my first introduction to Andy Samberg, and I think one of my first introductions to
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, yeah.
Yeah, but you were old hat with what's the other fucking guy's name in that movie? There's another comedian that's in
Bill
the group.
Hader.
Yeah, Bill Hader.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that movie's like an 8 or 9. I have a huge affinity for that movie.
I have a low affinity for you.
Oh, fuck off. All right, Lethal Weapon. Loved it. That was the first time I've actually watched it front to back. I know. There's another one on this list.
Well, no, I have shitty taste in movies, so, you know, who cares what I fucking think?
Oh, you already said you gave it like a fucking 4.
What?
Hot Rod.
No, I'm saying you were like, I know you're going to give me shit because I haven't seen it all the way through.
Oh, no, I'm saying people, not you. I don't care what you think. Ow.
I have this reoccurring thought, and it's
murder.
Why am I in this room doing
murder?
This?
Why'd you say that the most Italian way I've
because
ever seen?
Because I'm so Italian.
He moved his hand in the gesture like of the Godfather.
Sometimes the Italian just comes out. I can't help it.
Could you imagine if I just like fucking Mel Gibson sometimes just talked about hating Jews? Like, it's the German in me. I can't help it.
Can't help it. I'm just angry sometimes.
Yeah, I'm angry at...
But you enjoyed that one.
Mainly groups of people. What?
You enjoyed that, though. A little hand wave.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Reminded me of the homeland.
Lethal Weapon.
I'm not Italian at all.
Lethal Weapon is a great movie.
My schnoz would say different, but I'm not.
Just get to the fucking Lethal Weapon.
All right, yeah, Lethal Weapon, man. I really fucking enjoy this. And I started doing... What are you looking at?
Just big, sexy kitty paw.
Yeah?
Just, he's cute. Whatever.
All right.
You could talk, though. Yeah, I love Lethal Weapon.
I do, too. Like I said, this is the first time I sat through
the
entire movie.
There's titties in that movie.
There's a lot. The opening scene's titties.
Yeah. I didn't remember that.
Just like Carrie.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
Fucked up. You know what they took out of the new Carrie? That scene.
Probably.
Yeah. You didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
Chloe, what's that? Hit Girl?
Chloe Moretz.
Yeah, Chloe Klondike Bar. Isn't it weird that she did that remake and she was like, yeah, and I'll do Let the Right One In.
And then bye.
And then I'll do The Fifth Wave. Check that one out. I never saw The Fifth Wave. I bet it's really good. She's such a good actress. I don't understand why.
Hollywood hates her.
Yeah.
Same with Abigail Breslin. From Little Miss Sunshine. She was a little girl in that.
Yeah.
She grew up, did Zombieland. That's like about it.
Hmm. You talk to her much? Lethal Weapon, though. What a blast of a movie. I can't believe how fucking Mel Gibson just wanted her to kill himself so often in that. But I give it like a 9 out of 10. That's a blast.
He was suicidal as fuck.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I give it 9 out of 10. It's badass, dude.
What do you got?
I also got fucking Goblet of Fire. I watched that because I wanted to see fucking...
Cedric die.
Oh, I just wanted to see Cedric Diggory fucking die.
Cedric Diggory.
Goblet
of Fire is
Cedric
one of my...
Cedric Diggory do.
One of my favorites. Didgeridoo. I got it. You proud of yourself? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really good one. I had fun with it. Give it a 8 out of 10 because it's fun. It got dragons.
Wow, fucking Lethal Weapon's higher up than Goblet of Fire.
Out of all the Harry Potters, yeah.
Prisoners.
Oh, yeah, you watch that? Treat for the fucking heart?
Holy, oh, yeah, that movie is fucked.
I
this
told
is what
you.
2013?
I warned you.
Yeah, because I was watching Pac Rim and I saw this and I was like, how have I never seen this? And you're like, how have you never seen this? We got fucking a minute into it, Josie and I, and she was like, oh, I've seen this. And she was so stoked to watch it. I was like, wait. And you don't remember? She's like, no, I remember the whole thing now. Like, sorry,
nope, saw it all.
Yeah, she was like, oh, wait, is this where the daughter goes missing? And I was like, yeah, the two girls. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, so you, okay.
All right, great.
Prisoners, though, I fucking loved it. That's like a 9.5 out of 10. That movie is really fucking brutal, really fucked up, and like, really makes you think about a lot of shit. Like, what would you do in that instance?
Yep. How would you react?
I think I would have been more Cuba and not gone along with what conspires in the movie. I would have been like, this is fucked. I mean, dude, holy shit. That ending, too. I kind of hated that ending.
It's an awesome movie.
I mean, actually, I didn't hate the ending at all. The ending was just so, like, just show me some glimmer of hope.
It's beautiful.
Jesus Christ. It's, I don't know. That movie's fucked, though. Yeah, 9.5. If you haven't seen Prisoners, treat yourself. It's in the dollar rentals at Family Video right now.
There you have it.
Go ahead.
I also saw Strangers.
Ah, what's that about?
Shut up.
Okay.
So Strangers is bad as fuck,
dude. Is that when you started looking up fucking serial killers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Strangers is all about this home invasion that's based off true events. Based off a few different ones, because like the Manson murders, as well as like the Keddie murders.
Based off, it's a Liv Tyler documentary, I heard.
Pretty much. Also, he took one of the experiences that he put in the movie from himself, because he had, when he was like 10 years old, he was home alone with his brother, and someone knocked on the door and asked for someone who didn't live there. And they were like, that person doesn't live here. And the person just left. And like later that week, they found out that there were local home invasions from that dude.
You know what's fucked up?
No.
Okay, thank you. I was waiting for you to talk.
I was like, do you really need me to say no?
I know. I never wait for that type of shit. Like someone's like, hey, let me ask you a question. And you're like, and you're silent looking at him.
Hey,
and then you're like,
come on.
What? And they're like, okay, so it's like, why do you need the cue?
Sorry, my brain was busy. Now I'm ready.
Am I going to say no? Like, let me ask you a question. Fuck you. Like,
that's why I was like, he's pausing.
Oh, my God. That happens to me at work all the time. Let me ask you a question. And I'm just looking at the person directly, and they're just silent, and they kind of start getting like a smirk. I'm like, yeah. Dude, at Dollar Tree, that would happen all the time because someone would be like, let me ask you something. And I'd be like, stop what I'm doing because I'm stalking, and I turn around, they stare at me fucking, and they start smiling. I'm like, I swear to God, if you ask if this is a dollar, I will fucking, my brain is going to explode. And they'll be like,
is it?
No. And they'll be like, how much is this? I'm like, a dollar. All right. So the sign, you know, it says Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
Yeah. It's that kind of dollar store. Yeah.
And in like, I'm like, a dollar. And they're like, okay, what about this? A dollar. Puts it back. What about this? A dollar. Puts it back. I'm like, you're not even buying any of this shit. You're literally just fucking wasting my time to just be like, how much is this? How much is this? Like, fucking die. Like, how do you not have anything else to do with your life?
That's a sad,
you know,
sad
you
reality.
Know what else, you know what else that reminds me of? Is someone that shows up on their day off to work.
Ew.
Oh, my God. How fucking, you're just like, what are you doing?
You have nowhere else to be?
Exactly. Like, you have no one else that you want to fucking, like, hang out with, do any. There's nothing else you'd rather be doing, but come back here and be like, so, what's up?
That's a creepy, creepy reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm not saying like the people that come in to check their schedule and stick around and talk for a second. I'm seeing the people that just like, nah, it's day off, thought I'd come up to the shop.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
I'd fucking...
Are you mad that we're going so long, dude?
No, I was looking to make sure. I had a fucking... I can't hear myself in my ears too good, so I was just checking, making sure everyone was still hearing my goods.
Oh, you are loud
hearing
as
all
balls.
My goods.
Yeah, yeah. Your waves are giant.
Well, I do have a big wave.
Yeah, you got a big wiener too.
Cool. Last week it was a clip.
I was kidding.
Whatever.
How's it quit doing?
You're supposed to tell me a fucking fun fact, and then you fucking did.
What was the fun fact?
I don't know. I looked at you and said, I'm ready. Ask me.
Oh, yeah. I honestly can't.
Motherfucker.
I forgot that's how we got here.
Yeah. Dollar store story.
Yeah, my bad.
Neat.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. What were we talking about?
Okay,
yeah, I do remember. So, someone came up, I was living on Hazel Street.
Wish they would have finished the job. Continue with the story.
Oh. And three dudes come up to the house and knock on the door, and they're like, hey, is blah, blah, blah here? And we're like, no, that person doesn't live here. And then across the street, dude got robbed at gunpoint by those three dudes.
Bingo.
So that exact same thing happened to me.
That's scary.
As the director of Strangers.
Yeah, you could have been.
I could have been the director of Strange. Damn, I could have taken that one experience. I'm like, I'm writing a flick. Dude, have you ever heard of the fucking Kettle Murders?
It's a really revered film, too. Like, for, like, it's how haunting it is and how minimalist it is, but it's also super tense.
It's right up there with fucking White Noise, you know?
I don't know about White Noise, man. Like,
Michael Keaton?
Shit, dog.
Michael Keaton?
About him talking to someone that's dead?
Yeah, through, like, TVs, like, through the snow.
Is there anything else you've seen this week?
Yeah, what Solace.
What?
Solace?
No.
It was a S-O-L-A-C-E. Is it Solace?
Solace.
Okay, Solace.
So he just said the word Solace and spoke the word S-O-U-L-L-E-S-S.
No, not Solace. I was saying like Solace.
You were just saying you were just saying Solace as Solace?
I guess, yeah. Like Solar, Solace. Like that same thing. I thought it was that kind of O. If you spell it out,
Tylenol.
Oh, Advil?
Bread?
I do that with Taco Bell. Like, yeah. I just say, yeah. I do pronounce things weird sometimes. I don't know.
Right.
All right. Anyway, so I watched Solace.
It's a brain disorder.
Have you heard it?
I've heard of Solace.
Damn it. So I saw Solace. Edit mark. I'm just kidding. That's fucking gold, dude.
Advil. Yeah, like a fucking brick of gold beaten against my head.
So have you seen this movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Anthony Hopkins is a fucking psychic that helps the FBI.
Ah.
Yeah, you're already in, right?
Pretty much.
And fucking dude from Walking Dead, Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, is that his name?
Sure is.
Or Jim
Jeffrey Dean, you're right.
Jimmery.
Keep it on. Keep peddling.
He's one of the FBI workers. And Colin Farrell is the serial killer.
That's cool.
Yeah, so this is supposed to be a sequel to 7. And I really? Believe, yeah, it was called 8, and it was, like, I think the G was an 8.
Oh.
Exactly, like, I swear to God, like, I was like, wow, that's weird as fuck. And it was supposed to be Brad Pitt's character, I believe, developed psychic powers.
Oh, shit.
And there's another killer that's also, you find out, spoilers a little bit. A
little bit.
He's a psychic.
Okay, but was it good or bad? Because I kind of want to watch it.
In this movie, Anthony Hopkins has like been doing. He's a psychic forever and shit like that. And this dude comes along and he's like, he knows more than me. I'm not fucking with this.
He's like new badass.
But
psychic.
But then Anthony, of course, he goes back.
Do you still have it?
He fucks with it. No, definitely took it back
for sure. Thanks. Fucking A.
It sat on the fucking table forever. I was like, hey, I got these movies, and you're like,
I didn't know. I didn't go through them. I don't go through your shit.
Why? They're movies. Why wouldn't you? Every other fucking time you would.
Never
go through my fucking Netflix all the time.
I've never done that.
Got me there.
Oh man, you are logged in on the main TV.
You can make your own account.
I could log in on mine down there if you want, dick.
Oh, please do. My list is getting cluttered. I'm kidding. I don't
care. Cocksuckery.
Solace though, I give it let's see.
Oh,
I don't know, like a 7.
I'm getting hungry. You're gonna need to move it on.
I told you to eat before this.
You were asleep.
I know, and then I was like, I figured you were going to eat, and you're like,
I was fucking waiting for you, because you said we would record after I got off of work, but no. You were instead napping from your tacos.
And then, burrito, sure.
Fuck it.
And a gordita. Anyways, fucking...
Which is a fucking taco.
It's taco-shaped, but it's a gordita. It's what's called a gordita. It's not called a taco.
I'm right? About to do a home invasion right now.
In my own... In our
invade
home?
You.
Oh. About to storm those beaches. All right, go ahead. 7 for Solace.
You like it enough?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
To re-rent it?
Even like 6-5. Rent it yourself. Order a fucking pie and have fucking some poor
Can't
asshole.
You bring all the pies. Bring me one.
No, I don't bring all the pies.
You don't bring the pie with the
I
movies?
I never bring home pizza.
Yeah, it's real shitty.
You never bring home fucking iPhones, dickhead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Same thing. Tomato, tomato.
That's how you say it.
I have... Oh, fuck off.
How about a case sometimes?
I bring home knowledge. I help you with your phone.
Some Beats by Dre. I tell you about pizza all the time.
You don't know shit. All right. Last fucking thing I fucking see this week is fucking Happy Death Day.
Oh, I didn't write that down. Yeah, we both saw that together.
Hey, I give that a fucking 4 out of 10.
All right. Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day, but she has to find her killer if you haven't seen the preview.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, I'd say probably about the same. Yeah, 4
go
out of 10.
Go rent other movies.
Right now?
No, besides that one, if you're thinking of renting it, go rent a different one instead of it.
All right. And my last one was Wayne's World. Wayne's World, excellent. You watched some of that with me.
Yeah, I watched the beginning of it.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
I highly enjoyed it. That was like the first time I watched that, because like, when I was a kid and these movies were coming out, I don't know why, but I didn't like those types of movies. I didn't like humor and same thing with Lethal Weapon. Like, I never really watched it. Indiana Jones, even.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But I was like, man, this looks old-timey. And I just felt the same way. It reminded me of like Airheads. So I was like, I already saw that. I don't need to see this.
Yeah.
It is genius, though. Wayne's World is...
Oh, it's super smart.
It holds up hardcore,
Dentia,
man.
Dentia Careri. Yowzers.
I am burping up a lot of time.
Yeah, you're
right
gross.
Now. All right, so Wayne's World, I give like a solid 9. That movie's great.
Cool!
Yeah, people are like, you haven't seen Wayne's World? You're a fucking asshole. I'm like, I know.
I don't know how he's on the hosting of this.
All right, let's hop into the test. I'm trying to go back and watch classic movies that I haven't seen, trying to get myself cultured.
I've been trying to culture you for a year and a half, 2 years.
Have you heard of Solace? Because I fucking saw that, dickhead.
You gave it a 7. It's not even worth my time.
That's worth your time.
I don't know, maybe.
7?
We'll see. Yeah. Shut up, cat.
That's a 1 lower than fucking Goblet of Fire. All right? You prick. I thought about that the other day. I was like, our fucking grading scale of the Deep Impacts,
yeah,
it could honestly vary. Like, you could be like, hey, what'd you give blah, blah, blah? I'd be like, I have no idea. Right now,
oh, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm like, right now I'm feeling like a 6 on it, I guess.
I know I could probably, I've probably given a handful of 10s, and I could probably name those.
Yeah, which ones? Blade.
Fuck off. I guarantee there will be blood. No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, yeah.
Aliens. Terminator 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking.
Gangs
probably
of
Good
New
Will
York.
Hunting. Gangs of New York.
Good Will Hunting. Really? A little Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. I love that fucking movie.
You and your fucking little Tootsie Roll. Remember when she calls his dick a Tootsie Roll? That always stuck with me. I was like, damn. That's...
Really? He's your fucking double burger. That always stuck with me.
Yeah, right on.
Because I'm fat and I like cheeseburgers.
Not you, man. Not you, too. Not you, man. It's okay,
it's not
Will.
Your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. All right. Why are we stuck on that? Like ones like that. Yes, Jurassic Park. Shit like that. Like, those would be 10 out of 10s. I'm done saying words.
The last 20 minutes of this will be me singing themes from that John Williams composed.
I could only call the 10 out of 10s guaranteed.
I got you. Okay. All right. Test of Tony.
It was speaking your of, point to be made. I just elaborated on it.
Yeah. Well, you elaborated well. I'm
speaking of 10 out of 10s, what? What are you going
to
say next?
The test of
Please
Tony
tell
this,
me.
The test of Tony this week was Batman and Robin.
Oh, you meant 10 minus 10.
Yeah, this one might be... no, it's not a 0.
Joel Shoemaker. Shoemaker.
Yep.
You know Shitmaker.
You know what that stands for? You know what that means?
What?
Shoemaker.
Joel Shitmaker.
No, Shoemaker stands for Shoemaker.
It does it?
Yeah. It's kind of like blacksmith and Smith. What does your last name mean?
It means fucking eat a garlic bread. I don't know. God damn it. Just eat a garlic bread.
Why did you get so angry?
Because I just want to talk about what a shitty film it is. And you're like, Shoemakers. Huh?
And I can't
Shoemaker.
Believe, yeah, it's a compliment. I couldn't believe that you didn't know that. Because it's Shoemaker. Like, what else the fuck would it be?
So they were just like, he came from a boat and they're like, you're a shoemaker, right? All right, Joel Shoemaker, get in the country.
And then he fucking livened it up and made it Mocker.
Yeah, it's Mocker. Don't try to church it up,
yeah,
dirt.
No, he makes fun of shoes. He's a Shoemaker.
Fucking asshole, always making fun of my shoes.
Why is he always mocking my shoes?
No, he is a real shitmaker when he makes these Batman movies.
So Batman Forever was him, and we watched that last week, and then Batman and Robin was this week. So
the follow-up, the fucking trifecta.
How'd you feel about Batman, Fred Flintstone, and Down That Dinosaur's Back at the beginning of it?
Well, I mean, when a dinosaur is icy in a museum, you can skate it.
Yeah, well, what's funny is that he hadn't froze the dinosaur yet.
So then he had his... parchment paper rubbing on his bottom of his shoes, apparently, and it slid on the scales of the dinosaur. I thought it was the fucking worst. That opening sequence
is way bad.
The whole fucking film is one-liners.
You know what's weird is that George Clooney like actually was like, man, I really want to do good.
He's like, fucking am psyched to be Batman.
Yeah,
and like, they were like, it's just puns.
Oh, wow.
It's just puns and one-liners and fucking good actors doing shit.
Ah, hey, Batman, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
Dude, Arnold laughs at himself in that movie constantly. That was a line from the movie.
Chill out. Like, yeah, yep. Horrible. Fuck it. You know what he doesn't say in that movie is ice to see you.
What?
It's just part of the fucking repertoire when you make fun of Mr. Freeze. People say, ice to see you. But he doesn't say ice to see you.
I think he missed that.
Nope, he doesn't. If you look at his quotes...
Rewatch it.
No! Ice try!
Ice to see you.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Look, it's a meme.
It's a meme, but it's not from the film.
Hmm.
There's no clips of him saying it, are there?
Let's see. In honor of Arnold Schwarzenegger, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze, this is a Reddit.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What'd you think of Arnold's costume?
His costume was actually kind of badass.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, it kind of looked badass. It was clunky, and it was a fucking, like, he probably could move about 3 inches every direction.
Yeah, you notice that when he's going up the stairs trying to get his gun. Oh, man, that whole
sequence. Oh, dude, everything when he was in movement was fucking pathetic. Like, he just stood there and shot with a gun, or stood in the top of his tank, and...
It's ice to meet you.
Ice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Iceman, ha ha ha. Fighter of the Batman, ha ha ha. Champion of the cold. You're a master of karate and ice puns for everyone. Wait a second.
That's a fucking song someone made.
Dayman. Ah. You know that one?
Yeah. Yep. I know the reference, but I'm just saying, he doesn't say ice to see you. We could move way on. Dude, Robin sucks. His fucking Batgirl sucks. I can't believe they called her Fat Girl. She's very pretty. Alicia Silverstone looked very nice in that movie. That movie was a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I told Tony that they, like, when that movie came out, they were calling Alicia Silverstone Fat Girl.
I was blown away.
Yeah.
I was offended by that because I'm fat. And I know what fat is.
I can see fat when I see fat.
That ain't fat.
That was all my notes for it, but yeah, that movie was a colossal just dump on a screen.
Oh, it's a hot dump on a screen. I guess if you want to take the fucking score, not the fucking zingers, dude, those suck so bad. I know they're doing an homage to fucking,
66.
You know, Adam West, but god damn it.
Yeah, that was rough.
Okay. Oh, with the zing pow, wowzers.
Yep.
Whip whap slappy doo.
Slappy doo. What do you give this, Tony?
2. I'll never watch it again.
Really?
George Clooney, you should just take it off your IMDb if you can pay them to do that for you.
You never watch this again?
Why? For what?
Forever not watching that again. I mean, that's what you said about Batman Forever. And you gave that one a 3.
All right. Yeah. No, it got worse. it did get worse. I will say Forever is better than Batman and Robin. The nipples are more profound in this one. The fucking one-liners are way more fucking
prevalent. It was weird when they showed them like changing into their suits. He always goes up on the butt.
He goes up on a butt, and he goes up on a crotch, and he goes up on some tits, and he goes up on his fucking, like, wiggly arm blades.
It's very odd. Yeah, that's the first thing he, like, turns, but it's very odd how, like, sexualized he kind of made it.
No reason whatsoever.
All right, so let's hop into a movie. Oh, I give it, like, a 3-2.
Yep.
Or 2, whatever you give it. Oh, fuck it. I'll just fucking hop on your board.
Hop on that.
All right, movie of the week. You watched The Shape of Water.
Goddamn right we did.
And I fucking love this movie.
Guillermo del Toro did everything. Produced, wrote, screenplay, directed, fucking wrote the music. Fucking, it was the fucking, like, animal in the tank.
Yeah, no, actually it wasn't. I looked at that.
You know, you wouldn't know that. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, Guillermo del Toro, I didn't know this. My friend, you know, Dan will know this. But I didn't know the new Hideo Kojima game, the guy who made all the Metal Gear games.
Yeah.
He's making a new one called Death Stranding. And in it, he has a bunch of real people playing parts. So Norman Reedus from Walking Dead is in it. And Mads Mikkelsen from fucking Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
But there's a third character in the first trailer, but it's just a fucking fat dude. And I was like, oh, just a fat dude. And then there's a bunch of other weird shit.
I know fat,
and he's fat. But that's Guillermo del Toro. I didn't know that was the character actor that was played by Guillermo.
It looks
like a cleaner version of Guillermo without his hair all fucked up.
Now, in late, if you don't know what The Shape of Water is about, it's about a mute lady that ends up falling in love with basically the creature from the Black Lagoon. And
very old Hollywood, old monsters.
The army is trying to cut it up and see how it works because they're trying to put a man on the moon. And then, you know,
stop
she tries
Russia
to,
from getting it.
She's tried to help it escape. And so that's like the whole premise. Now, there was a... The reason why Josie was like, oh, the controversy behind it.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, there's plagiarism being said.
What plagiarism?
Well, there was a play. Let me look up what it's called. Dang, I had it on my phone. But there was a play that was about a woman that falls in love with a sea creature. It's set in the 1960s. She was a janitor. She helped it escape in a laundry basket.
That's pretty similar. That's some pretty similar shit.
Hold on. Shape of Water.
While he's doing nothing but mocking the words he's typing, I will say...
Mocking? Fuck yourself.
Yeah, just an idiot. The fucking realistic, what would it be called? Practical effects that are the creatures some of the time are fucking gorgeous.
The whole movie, I think, is really gorgeous. The green overtone, a lot of... Everything's green. What do you feel the movie was actually about?
Like, what was the message? Actually about someone finding someone, a person that feels like an outsider, finding someone that's more like them than they even knew, mm-hmm. and then like finding happiness there. Like, finding what's right for you, even though you feel like a fucking outcast.
Yeah, I think it was about forbidden love and basically like saying like societal things in society that block people from doing certain things that aren't accepted as norm, like the gay guy in it.
Yeah, because he's stifled because of when he's
alive.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. Alive. So I think that was like an allegory for that. Like, that's what I got mainly from it. It's about. Feels like it's a lot about like acceptance.
I like the idea, because you could take it to any level for any fucking kind of like, this is stifled, then it's fucking like loved and represented well.
Right.
I like it as a freak finds a freak. And
yeah, totally.
They just kind of bail.
And then
which is cool.
Yeah, the ending of that movie was really awesome. And I think like a lot of people might be like, fuck that ending.
I like it. It was very Edward Scissorhands.
For sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like great film.
Kind of like the same thing. Edward Scissorhands, love it.
Yeah. Incredible. I love this film a lot. And there's even stuff that I think I'm supposed to be kind of put off by, but I'm not.
The fucking of the monster?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Damn, you really spoiled it.
Yeah, she fucking blows him.
Dude, she's just like going ham on his big old fish dick.
Yeah, it's
putting the tartar sauce on her.
We were watching it with Josie, and she's like, if she fucks this thing, we're turning this off.
And she fucks him a bunch, and it's like more romantic than you think something like that could be. Especially because the monster's getting fucked up a lot in this movie, and like, he doesn't have much connection, but you totally hard fall for the fucking monster, too.
For sure.
Because he's so fucking, like, decent and just wants to fucking, like, kick it in the ocean and fuck.
Did you catch the whole, the teaching of, like, the way that, like, an animal wanting to survive, it eats the cat, right?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, it's a creature and it's looking for nourishment, so it eats.
Raw food diet, yeah.
Right, but also, and then the creature almost coming to terms of, like, oh, this is, like, something you should love.
Well, I cherish this now because I see you guys do, and I saw right. you saddened by this.
Yeah, and also, like,
or a dog, like, doing something like that.
Yeah, but, like, what I'm saying is that, like, because they were just like, oh, it's a fish, let's just open it up. They didn't really say, like, no, this thing is, like, all about the communication, likes music. Like, it's, like, it has humanity to it. And, like, that creature was putting that into frame as well. Because he kind of did the exact same thing. Like, instead of, like, you know, opening up the cat to see how it works, it just ate him because it was hungry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it felt kind of like that, too, to me.
I also really like that some people come to terms with what the animal is. They're like, oh, you are kind of beyond me. My God, like, you're a badass.
A god.
Yeah.
There's like, a lot of cool fucking... There was one thing I really wish they would have explained, her being found by the river and the...
Well, I think that's supposed to be sort of like the mystery is that she was almost like...
I think it insinuates
she's that always been ready to be opened up like that.
I think it also means that maybe she, like, it couldn't talk either. And it had... I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, no, don't spoil it. But I know what you mean, to where, like, she has a connection that's unseen
I think I called that at the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm thinking is, like, maybe... That dude pooped her out.
Yeah. He pooped her out. All right.
What if he banged her mom?
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh.
Yeah. Which would make him
I just thought of that.
Daughter, though.
I just thought of that.
So maybe another creature.
Nah, man. More like he just nicked her and gave her some of his powerful juice in his fingernails.
Well, I think that, yeah, that's what I thought. It
sliced her up.
All right. I loved The Shape of Water. Thank you, UD, for pointing us in that direction. I give it like 9 out of 10. It was
9.5. It's really pretty. I like the music a lot.
Yes, it's very like French. Little Italy and French, yeah. All right, for next week, we're doing Tess and Tony's Apollo 13. Get ready for that one.
Yeah, blast off.
And movie of the week will be Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, it's going to be a fucked up one.
I'm just kidding. It's Rules of Attraction.
I hate you.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
was, Dan, let's take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.